Welcome to the Halalan 2016 podcast. We are your source for top daily news and updates on the upcoming 2016 Philippine election. Here's today's top news of the day. Mar turns to Lenny, but she's not interested. Representative Lenny Robredo talked to Rojas last month about her possible senatorial candidacy. Her only plan is to have re-election. Rojas said that she is qualified to be his running mate in continuing what the Aquino administration has done. This news is taken from Philstar. While thankful and humbled for being considered as a possible running mate of Interior and Local Government Secretary Manuel Rojas in the 2016 polls, Camarines Sur Representative Lenny Robredo remains averse to the idea. Robredo yesterday told reporters she was happy with the support she and her family were getting from the people, but there was still nothing about running for higher office on the table. "Others' dreams for me are too big," Robredo said as she led in remembering the third death anniversary of her husband Jesse, former city mayor and Rojas' predecessor at the DILG. Her husband died in a plane crash off Masbate in 2012. She added, her daughters did not like the idea, and it was stressing them out this early. Robredo admitted to talking to Rojas last month, but only about her possible senatorial candidacy. But she said her priority was to run for re-election since her awareness rating was still very low, and the day of reckoning would be before the filing of certificates of candidacy in October. She said it was very humbling for her to be seen as a possible vice presidential candidate, but quite frightening as well. Later, at a multi-sectoral forum in honor of her late husband, Robredo thanked President Aquino, Rojas, and the rest of the cabinet for their help after her husband died. Aquino provided all-out support not only to her family, but to her district as well. Robredo said she and her family will never forget what Aquino has done for them. She described Rojas as the best friend and the other spouse of her late husband when he was still alive. The congresswoman said Rojas helped her husband in many ways, including a chance to study abroad. Rojas, for his part, said she undeniably is qualified to be his running mate and partner in continuing the straight path policy of the Aquino administration. "The president himself acknowledges her capabilities," Rojas said. Before the multi-sectoral forum, Rojas was introduced as the incoming president and Robredo as the next vice president by one of those who paid tribute to the late mayor. Meanwhile, Senator Sergio Osmeña III said Robredo would be perfect for the position of vice president. Lenny comes off as the extension of the image of Jesse. And yes, he was really pro-people. He was the most down-to-earth, humble, local government official that I met, but effective. Super effective, the senator said. As a matter of fact, if he had not passed away, he'd be a candidate. He'd be pushed or touted as a candidate for the presidency, Osmeña said. "It's not going to be hard to convince Lenny to run. No, but she already said, if I'm the last one, then I'll take it. She's very loyal to the group or the party or whatever it is, so she already said it. Kung wala na kayong makukuha, okay lang," the senator said. He also said Rojas would still fare well during the elections, noting that the problem with his campaign is the wrong messaging. Thanks for listening to today's news. If you would like easy access to the top news for the upcoming Halalan 2016 elections, please subscribe to our podcast on iTunes or YouTube.